Welcome back to the Roundtables live broadcast from Vassar College. I'm Joe Donahue.
I'm Alan Chartok. We're here today to reveal or revel in the excitement of New York stage and film and Vassar College's 28th powerhouse season. We're posting pictures from the show online at facebook.com/WAMC Radio and on Twitter at WAMC Roundtable.
That's what we're revealing. We are seated solidly in the way of the entrances of the Martell Theater in the Vogelstein Center for Drama and Film on the gorgeous Vassar College campus. I was walking around this morning. I know you were walking around this morning. Absolutely beautiful.
This place is unbelievable.
The last time we came here 2 years ago, it was raining
to
beat the band. And today we actually got to walk around and enjoy it.
This was something.
Absolutely beautiful. Our on-the-scene engineer is Adam Claremont. Back at the station in Albany, Dave Hopper is hoping you can hear us. Producer Sarah LeDuc is here to ensure that all of our guests are figuratively at places before the curtain rises on their scenes.
Each summer, Vassar and New York Stage and Film's Powerhouse Theater presents new plays and musicals in development, many of which go on to reach wider audiences.
From past Powerhouse seasons, some of these projects include Stephen Karam's Sons of the Prophet, which was produced by Roundabout in New York City and was a 2012 Pulitzer finalist for drama.
And Michael Mayer and Peter Parnell's reimagining of Lerner and Lowe's On a Clear Day You Can See Forever.
Gabriel Kahane and Seth Boakley's new musical, February House.
And Storefront Church, John Patrick Shanley's final installment to his church and state trilogy that began with Doubt.
It is all wonderful, wonderful stuff. We have had an amazing morning. The folks at Vassar and Powerhouse certainly do take care of us. We have an incredible spread. I just want to thank Baby Cakes Cafe for bringing over breakfast this morning. We have coffee and croissants and you had apricots and
apricots.
Yes. And what did you say those were, Adam?
Life sustaining.
Small plums.
Oh, yeah, small plums.
And cupcakes and pastries.
I didn't have those.
There's time. There's time. There's a red velvet cupcake over there. We'll share it, okay?
No.
Excellent. Before we talk about all the theater swirling around us, though, we do want to catch up on the news of the day. And for that, we go to our good friend.
Stu Chinsky is the executive editor of the Poughkeepsie Journal, and he joins us now. Hi, Stu, old friend of this program and of the station. Good to see you.
Gentlemen, welcome to our valley.
I love, first of all, thank you for coming.
Of
and
course.
Second of all, it's always just a delight when we come down here because we get to see you in person and you're always very, very nice and come. And we
thrilled
thank you for that.
Little
too tall for my taste.
You're bookended now, Alan. How tall are you, Stu?
6'3" and a half.
Okay, all right.
A midget compared to you.
I'm only 6'5", but it's still.
I'm trying.
So what's the, that's right, you still got time. You're not done yet. So what's on the front pages of the paper? What do we need to know about?
Well, we're working on two investigative stories for Sunday and Monday's Poughkeepsie Journal.
Investigative.
Yes. We continually hear from our readers that they want us to focus on government accountability.
Ooh.
So we have two investigations. One that's going to be in the paper and online on Sunday will be if the American taxpayer is going to have to cover a $46 million mortgage for a luxury luxury apartment complex in Highland.
Oh, that's not right.
It's a very interesting story. A couple of years ago, a place called Vineyard Commons across the river in Ulster County was built. And it was a project that had a $46 million mortgage, which now the developer can't pay.
Underwater.
Underwater. And the loan was backed by the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development. So the American taxpayer may end up paying this mortgage. It's going to auction. Whatever has not been paid beforehand by the current developer or what is not paid at the auction, whatever the difference is, if there's a difference, the American taxpayer is going to have to pick that up to keep this place open.
You know who was the head of HUD for a while there? I wonder if that was the time.
It was 2009, I believe, when this law was
No, after. No.
I was thinking of Andrew Cuomo.
Well, I knew you were ahead of that.
After him. Yeah, after him. He was Attorney General, I believe, when this one. Nice try.
Okay, and then the other investigation, then I have a question for you.
Yes.
No, do you have you want to go to the other investigation?
Sure. The other investigation is on Monday, and this does concern Andrew Cuomo.
Oh.
There you go, Alan.
Dark music.
Wrap it up like a present for his birthday.
When he was running for governor and he was attorney general, he announced with great fanfare an investigation into 64 governments and government-type entities in the state for pension padding.
Oh.
And this was very ballyhooed, lots of publicity, press conferences. And then it dropped. It disappeared. It went poof.
Like a hot potato.
When he was elected. Mm-hmm. And so we have tracked down what happened. And basically what happened was nothing. They dropped this entire investigation. They never issued a report. There was never any findings. So in Monday's Poughkeepsie Journal, we tell you exactly what happened and why. The governor's office basically says, well, we did some other pension reform and that covers it. But that was never, frankly, tied to the original investigation. It seems to be that there's some difference of opinion by various people.
Remember when he was going to veto the redistricting bill?
Yes, I do.
I just want to ask a question and bring it, just to broaden the conversation for a second, but to have a newspaper that is actively doing this type of investigative work is wonderful, but it's also becoming increasingly rare. And I'm interested in what it takes for you to be able to do that, to because is there give and take? Well, if we do this, we maybe can't do that kind of thing?
To a degree. We have a watchdog team. We have a three staff member watchdog team. We do a vacancy if anyone's interested.
Oh, there you go. Alan, be a watchdog. You don't have enough to do. Be a watchdog.
One of our oldest colleagues and great friends is the chief investigative reporter for you, right?
Yes, Mary Beth Pfeiffer.
She is wonderful.
Yes, she is terrific. She did not work on either of these packages. Oh. But basically, yeah, we have a watchdog team who does nothing but investigations, but each reporter, as part of their charge, is asked to do government accountability and enterprise and investigative reporting. So it is across the newsroom, right down to our sports department.
Wow.
That's great. And to be commended, congratulations on that. What else is making news?
Well, there's lots of things going on. We have a story on our front page today, speaking of investigations, about a former local doctor who is facing over 100 civil suits, who was apparently still practicing. And he has his New York medical license. He's not in the area. His name is Dr. Spyros Panos. He has not been found guilty of anything, for the record. He has not been criminally charged with anything, but he is facing many civil suits, over 100, for apparently not doing surgeries or not fixing people as they went through a surgical procedure with him. They're claiming that in these suits that these medical procedures basically were a financial scam. We have worked very hard to track him down. We have worked very hard to track his lawyers down. We have been unable to get his side of the story. But again, he does have his medical license. He has not been forbid from practicing, but there are all these suits pending against him. And what we found is on the internet, he's doing lots of advertising, lots of publicity, but there's no mention that he's facing over 100 civil suits totaling tens of millions of dollars.
Well, when you Google them now, there will be.
You will be, and you will see it on today's front page of the Poughkeepsie Journal and at PoughkeepsieJournal.com.
Was he actually doing the surgery? Was he actually opening people up?
The accusations are that in some cases he would open up, let's say, a shoulder and do a medical thing that didn't necessarily fix the injury. And the accusation is that this was a way to perhaps have further surgeries done or to have a situation where more treatment might be needed. Other people who have been treated by this doctor have claimed wonderful results. Mm-hmm. I know people who have been treated by him, and they say he was great. He fixed me. He took care of my knee. He took care of my arm. He took care of my whatever. And they rave about him. But others are saying, hey, wait a second. The next doctor said that this shoulder procedure, or whatever it might have been, wasn't done. It's clear it wasn't done medically. So there's lots of things that are in play. He was a very prominent doctor in this area for many years.
Now, you know, when you do one of these stories, right, mm-hmm. That, of course, does an incredible either service or disservice to a lot of other doctors who must be sort of shaking at the knees right now.
Yes. And we understand that. We tread very lightly in these things. We make sure we have our facts. We make sure we have our documents. We make sure that we are able to substantiate every single word that we print. Mm-hmm.
Stuschinski is the executive editor of the Poughkeepsie Journal, and to find out more information about the stories that Stu has mentioned and to read the incredible investigations that they're working on that will be printed on Sunday and Monday, and also online, I assume?
Also online.
PoughkeepsieJournal.com. PoughkeepsieJournal.com. Stu, I can't thank you enough for seeing your shining face on this fine Friday morning. It's a great pleasure.
Stop growing.
I'll be 6'5 next time I see you guys.
Excellent. It's a day. We'll meet you at the CIA. We'll take care.
Then I'll be 6'5 both ways.
Stu,
thank you, guys.
Thanks very much. You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from Vassar on WAMC.